Now, for the first time, she dropped her bright, terribly cheerful manner. He wants to go back to New York alone and be there when his book comes out, so when a lot of little chickens like it. That's what he wants. Maybe they won't like it. I don't think he's that way, really. You don't know him like I do, Jake. That's what he wants to do. I know it, I know it. That's why he doesn't want to marry. He wants to have a big triumph this fall all by himself. Want to go back to the cafe? Yes, come on. We got up from the table, they had never brought us a drink, and started across the street toward the Select, where Cone sat smiling at us from behind the marble-top table. "Well, what are you smiling at?" Francis asked him. "Feel pretty happy?" "I was smiling at you and Jake with your secrets." "Oh, what I've told Jake isn't any secret. Everybody will know it soon enough. I only wanted to give Jake a decent version." "What was it about your going to England?" "Yes, about my going to England. Oh, Jake, I forgot to tell you I'm going to England."
"Isn't that fine?"
"Yes, that's the way it's done in the very best families. Robert's sending me. He's going to give me £200, and then I'm going to visit friends. Won't it be lovely? The friends don't know about it yet." She turned to Cone and smiled at him. He was not smiling now. "You were only going to give me £100, weren't you, Robert? But I made him give me £200. He's really very generous, aren't you, Robert?" I do not know how people could say such terrible things to Robert Cone. There are people to whom you could not say insulting things. They give you a feeling that the world would be destroyed, would actually be destroyed before your eyes if you said certain things. But here was Cone taking it all. Here it was, all going on right before me, and I did not even feel an impulse to try and stop it. And this was friendly joking to what went on later. "How can you say such things, Francis?" Cone interrupted. "Listen to him. I'm going to England. I'm going to visit friends. Ever visit friends that didn't want you? Oh, they'll have to take me, all right. How do you do, my dear? Such a long time since we've seen you. And how is your dear mother? Yes, how is my dear mother? She put all her money into French war bonds." "Yes, she did. Probably the only person in the world that did. And what about Robert? Or else very careful talking around Robert. You must be most careful not to mention him, my dear. Poor Francis has had a most unfortunate experience. Won't it be fun, Robert? Don't you think it will be fun, Jake?" She turned to me with that terribly bright smile. It was very satisfactory to her to have an audience for this. "And where are you going to be, Robert?" "It's my own fault, all right. Perfectly my own fault. When I made you get rid of your little secretary on the magazine, I ought to have known you'd get rid of me the same way. Jake doesn't know about that. Should I tell him?"
"Shut up, Francis, for God's sake."
"Yes, I'll tell him. Robert had a little secretary on the magazine. Just the sweetest little thing in the world, and he thought she was wonderful. And then I came along, and he thought I was pretty wonderful, too, so I made him get rid of her. And he had brought her to Provincetown from Carmel when he moved the magazine, and he didn't even pay her fare back to the coast, all to please me. He thought I was pretty fine. Then, didn't you, Robert?